where she is commanding a small fortune for a year's work, there are scores of much more proficient lecturers who are barely getting enough from their work to pay their expenses, simply because they have not yet familiarized themselves with the fundamentals upon which this lesson is based, as she has done. Now, I would like to have you stop right here and answer this question. If a 50-year-old woman who has no extraordinary qualifications can harness the law of increasing returns and make it raise her from the position as stenographer at $15 a week to that of lecturer at over $100,000 a year, why cannot you apply this same law so that it will give you advantages that you do not now possess? Never mind what is to come in the remainder of this lesson until you have answered this question and answered it as it should be answered. You are struggling, either meekly or earnestly, to make a place for yourself in the world. Perhaps you are exerting enough effort to bring you success of the highest order, if that effort were coupled with and supported by the law of increasing returns. For this reason, you owe it to yourself to find out just how you can apply this law to best advantage. Now go back to that question again, for I am determined that you shall not pass it by lightly, without giving yourself the benefit of at least trying to answer it. If a 50-year-old woman who has no extraordinary qualifications can harness the law of increasing returns and make it raise her from the position as stenographer at $15 a week to that of lecturer at over $100,000 a year, why cannot you apply this same law so that it will give you advantages that you do not now possess? In other words, there is no mistaking the fact that you are being brought face to face with a question that vitally affects your future, and if you evade it, the fault will be with you. You may lay this lesson aside after you have listened to it, and it is your privilege to do so without making any attempt to profit by it. But if you do so, you will never again be able to look at yourself in the mirror without being haunted by the feeling that you have deliberately cheated yourself. Perhaps this is telling the truth in an undiplomatic way, but when you purchased this course on the Law of Success, you did so because you wanted facts, and you are getting them without the embellishment of apology. After you have finished this lesson, if you will go back and review the lessons on initiative and leadership and enthusiasm, you will better understand those lessons. Those lessons and this one clearly establish the necessity of taking the initiative, following it with aggressive action, and doing more than you are paid to do. If you will burn the fundamentals of these three lessons into your consciousness, you will be a changed person. And I make this statement regardless of who you are or what your calling may be. If this plain language has made you angry, I am glad, for it indicates that you can be moved. Now, if you would profit by the counsel of one who has made many more mistakes than you ever made, and, for that reason, learned a few more of the fundamental truths of life, harness this anger and focus it on yourself until it drives you forth to render the service of which you are capable. If you will do this, you can collect a king's ransom as your reward. Now let us turn our attention to still another important feature of this habit of performing more service and better service than that for which we are paid. Namely, the fact that we can develop this habit without asking for permission to do so. Such service may be rendered through your own initiative, without the consent of any person. You do not have to consult those to whom you render the service, for it is a privilege over which you have entire control. There are many things you could do that would tend to promote your interests, but most of them require the cooperation or the consent of others. If you render less service than that for which you are paid, you must do so by leave of the purchaser of the service, or the market for your service will soon cease. I want you to get the full significance of this right of prerogative, which you have, to render more service and better service than that for which you are paid, for this places squarely upon your shoulders the responsibility of rendering such service, and if you fail to do so, you haven't a plausible excuse to offer or any alibi upon which to fall back if you fail in the achievement of your definite chief aim in life. One of the most essential, yet the hardest truths that I have had to learn is that every person should be his own hardest taskmaster. We are all fine builders of alibis and creators of excuses in support of our shortcomings. We are not seeking facts and truths as they are, but as we wish them to be. We prefer honeyed words of flattery to those of cold, unbiased truth, wherein lies the weakest spot of the man-animal. Furthermore, we are up in arms against those who dare to uncover the truth for our benefit.